Hi, boys and girls. How are you today? I hope you're fine, fine, super fine. Say, I wonder if you would say a special Bible verse with me today. Do you know John 3:16? Good. Let's start the Bible club meeting today by saying it together. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Very good. Hold on to that verse and message now as the choir opens with our first song. Thank you, choir. We do appreciate your message and song. But what in the world is that noise? This place is supposed to be quiet for a radio broadcast. What's bumping around over there? Jason, come help me see, please. See if we can find out what's going on. Oh, I see. Well, I declare, it's something in our mailbag thumping and bumping and wanting out. Well, let's open it up and look. Oh, it's all those letters wanting out to be read. Well, we will read and answer them all, you can be sure. And I think we have time to pull out one or two right now to read out loud. Here's a nice one from Mary in Montserrat in the British West Indies. That's a beautiful island. Mary says, "Dear Aunt Carolyn, Lami is the name of Goliath's brother. Good for her, she answered the Bible quiz." Then she says, "I listened to your program on Radio Lighthouse from Antigua. Love, Mary." Thanks, Mary, for that good letter. And she gets a little prize, too, for getting the correct answer to the Bible question. I'm glad she hears the broadcast, and I'm thankful for the Radio Lighthouse on Antigua and all the stations that carry the Children's Bible Club. I hope you listeners will write or call your station and let them know you appreciate them bringing you the Children's Bible Club. A little encouragement goes a long way, so let them know you appreciate them. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Oh,
Today's story is Rahab and the Spies. 40 long, hard years passed. Gradually, the old heads who refused to trust God died off in the desert. It was now time for the younger generation to enter the land God had promised so long before. God chose Joshua to be the new leader, promising to be with him as he was with Moses. Oh, the people were excited, but they wanted to make the move God's way. They didn't want any more of God's judgment for unbelief or disobedience. Yet, after 40 years, the same questions still faced Joshua. Are there many people or few? Are the cities strong? In order to know, he sent two men to spy out the land, especially Jericho, the first city they faced. Being a spy was risky, but the men were shrewd. Late one day, they went to Rahab's house, where men often visited. They could get information by listening to the men talk. Now, Rahab was a sinful woman, but she had heard of Israel's God. Somehow she sensed who these men were. There was a terrible pounding on her door, and Rahab knew it was the king's soldiers. She knew who they wanted. Thinking fast, she scrambled to hide the spies. No one would look for them under the shocks of flax drying up on her roof. "Quick, to the roof! Get under the flax," she whispered and covered them up. "Don't make a sound. I'll be back when the coast is clear." She needn't have worried. They wouldn't make noise. Their lives were at stake. Thud, thud, thud. Again the loud knock sounded on the door. Rahab drew a deep breath, got her composure, then opened the door. "Yes," she asked. "What can I do for you, gentlemen?"
"Don't gentlemen us. We're soldiers of the king. Where are those two enemy agents? Those spies that came in here."
Rahab didn't fumble. Calmly she said, "Oh, sirs, two men did come to my house, but I didn't know they were spies. They left just a bit ago. No doubt they wanted to get out of the city before the gates were shut. They can't have gone far. Hurry, maybe you can catch them." The soldiers did hurry. They double-timed it through the city, thundered out the gates, and away to the Jordan River. But there was no trace of the spies. The soldiers were baffled. How could two spies have escaped so quickly? Baffled indeed. Little did those soldiers know that the spies were right under their noses at Rahab's house. As soon as the soldiers were gone, Rahab called the men to come out. Phew! Were they glad to get out from under that straw? It's a good thing they didn't have hay fever and let out a whopping sneeze. Rahab knew she must talk fast before more soldiers raided the place. "We know your God has led your people. We've heard of his mighty miracles, opening the Red Sea and destroying enemy kings. We know he will give you this land. Now, as I have showed kindness and saved your lives, I ask you to save my life and my family when you come to seize Jericho." She had put her life on the line for them. "All right," they agreed. "It's a deal. When God gives us the land, we'll spare your lives. But if you tell anyone about this, the deal is off." So the pact was made, and Rahab helped the men escape by lowering a red cord out her window and over the city wall. She said, "Hurry, escape to the mountains. Hide there 3 days. The pursuers will give up by then, and you can return to camp. But don't forget your promise." The spies slid down to the ground, then called back, "We'll remember. Bind this scarlet rope to this same window. Have your parents and all your family in the house with you. We'll save everyone who is in your house. We won't be responsible for anyone not in your house. And if you tell our secret, the deal is off. You must keep your mouth shut." Perhaps that was a big order for a woman, but Rahab's lips were sealed. She waved goodbye, and the men disappeared into the mountains. After 3 days, they sneaked back across Jordan to their camp. and told Joshua all God did for them. Later, when Jericho was conquered, all the people were killed. All, that is, except Rahab and her precious family. All who believed the spies' promise and hid in Rahab's house were spared. When the spies came, there hung the scarlet cord shining in the sun. Her faith in their word was put to the test, and the spies kept their promise. What joy came to Rahab, all because she believed. Her life was changed. In fact, Rahab's name went down in Bible history, and she was chosen to be in the line of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, because of her faith. Now the same God who saved Rahab can save you from sin and hell. Like Rahab, you are a sinner and cannot meet God's standard of righteousness. But God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. What love! In repentance and faith, won't you repent and turn from your sin? Believe his word. He said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Jesus will keep his promise. Receive him today. Then write and let me know of your decision. And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.